Hi, welcome to the second part of Power BI interview questions and answers. In this podcast, we will guide you through the most popular Power BI interview questions and answers to land a rewarding job. Question 21. Where is data stored in Power BI? Answer: most of the time, Power BI gets assisted by the cloud to store the data. Power BI can use a desktop service. Microsoft Azure is used as the primary cloud service to store the data. Azure SQL Database. Azure Blob Storage. Question 22. What is row-level security? Answer: row-level security limits the data a user can view and has access to, and it relies on filters. Users can define the rules and roles in Power BI Desktop and also publish them to Power BI Service to configure row-level security. Question 23. What are the different views available in Power BI Desktop? Answer: there are three different views in Power BI, each of which serves another purpose. Report view: in this view, users can add visualizations and additional report pages and publish the same on the portal. Data view: in this view, data shaping can be performed using query editor tools. Model view: in this view, users can manage relationships between complex datasets. Question 24. What are the critical components of the Power BI Toolkit? Answer: following are the critical components of Power BI Toolkit. Power Pivot fetches and cleans data and loads onto Power Query. Power Query operates on the loaded data. Power Q&A makes it possible for users to interact with reports using simple English language. Power View lets users create interactive charts, graphs, maps, and other visuals. Power Map enables the processing of accurate geographic locations in datasets. Question 25. What do you mean by the content pack? Answer: a content pack is defined as a ready-made collection of visualizations and Power BI reports using your chosen service. You'd use a content pack when you want to get up and running quickly instead of creating a report from scratch. Question 26. What do you mean by grouping? Answer: Power BI Desktop helps you to group the data in your visuals into chunks. You can, however, define your groups and bins. For grouping, use Ctrl plus click to select multiple elements in the visual. Right-click one of those elements and, from the menu that appears, choose Group. In the Groups window, you can create new groups or modify existing ones. Question 27. What is query folding in Power BI? Answer: query folding is used when steps defined in the query editor are translated into SQL and executed by the source database instead of your device. It helps with scalability and efficient processing. Question 28. What is a comprehensive working system of Power BI? Answer: Power BI's working system comprises four steps. Data importing: the first step is to import the data and then convert it into a standard format. Data cleaning: once the data is assembled, it needs to be transformed or cleaned to remove unwanted data. Data visualization: in this step, the data is visually represented on the Power BI Desktop in the form of reports and dashboards with the help of powerful visualization tools. Save and publish: once your report is ready, you can save and publish the reports. These can be shared with users through mobile apps and the web. Question 29. What is the maximum data limit per client for the free version of Power BI? Answer: a free Power BI version allows users 10 gigabytes of storage space in the cloud for hosting Power BI reports. The maximum size allowed for a report in the cloud is 1 gigabyte. Question 30. Explain bidirectional cross-filtering in Power BI? Answer: one of the most important features of Power BI is bidirectional cross-filtering. This feature allows you to apply filters on both sides of a table relationship, using right-to-left and left-to-right options for their calculations. Through this, modelers can know how exactly particular relationships can work in multiple contexts. Question 31. What are the different types of gateways available in Power BI? Why would you use them? Answer: the gateway acts as an extension between Azure Cloud Administration and on-premise data sources. There are three major types of gateways listed as follows. On-premises data gateway allows multiple users to connect to various on-premises data sources. You can use an on-premises data gateway with all supported services with a single gateway installation. For complex scenarios, this gateway is best suited. On-premises data gateway, personal mode. This data gateway allows one user to connect to sources that can't be shared with others. This gateway is best suited to scenarios in which you only create reports and don't need to share any data sources with others. The Virtual Network Data Gateway. This data gateway allows multiple users to connect various data sources that are secured by virtual networks. For complex scenarios in which multiple people access multiple data sources, this data gateway is highly preferred. Question 32. Explain ZOrder in Power BI? Answer: ZOrder is a design strategy used to arrange visuals over shapes. It can also be defined as a method applied to implement when reports consist of multiple elements. Moreover, this can also be used to refresh the display when items in a report are changed. Question 33. What is the difference between Power BI and Power BI Pro? Answer: Power BI provides some limited features to allow us to get started searching for data in a completely new way. On the other hand, Power BI Pro comes with some additional features like scheduling data, live data sources, storage capacity, along with complete interactivity and much more. Question 34. What do you understand by the term responsive slicers? Answer: Responsive slicer is used to save the space on the report page. It is very easy to resize a responsive slicer to various sizes and shapes on a report page. The data contained on it is also rearranged according to it. If the visual becomes too small, an icon representing the visual ability takes its place. So, it also saves space on the report page. Question 35. What is the meaning of the term data alerts in Power BI? Answer: In Power BI, the data alerts only work on data that is refreshed. When you refresh the data, the Power BI looks to see if an alert is set for that data or not. If the data has reached an alert threshold, it triggers an alert. Question 36. What do you understand by Power BI Designer? Answer: Power BI Designer is a standalone app used to create Power BI reports and upload them to PowerBI.com. It is a combination of Power BI components, that is, Power View, Power Pivot, and Power Query. Question 37. What is the difference between distinct and values functions in DAX? Answer: Generally, the distinct and values functions are the same in Power BI. The only difference between them is that the values function don't calculate null values, whereas the distinct function calculates even the null values. Question 38. What are the advantages of the direct query method in Power BI? Answer: The Power BI desktop supports data visualizations on smaller sets. Its limit is a maximum of 1 gigabyte. But the direct query method facilitates the user to build huge datasets and data visualizations. There is no limit to the dataset for the direct query method, and a 1 gigabyte dataset limit is not applicable in this method. Question 39. How is the schedule refresh feature designed to work? Answer: Users can set up for an automatic refresh over data based on daily or weekly requirements. Users can schedule only one refresh maximum daily unless they have Power BI Pro. The schedule refresh section uses the pull-down menu choices to select a frequency, time zone, and time of day. Question 40. Which in-memory analytics engine does Power Pivot use? Answer: Power Pivot uses the X-Velocity engine. X-Velocity can handle huge amounts of data, storing data in columnar databases. All data gets loaded into RAM memory when you use in-memory analytics, which boosts the processing speed. Thank you for listening to our podcast.